to episode 2 of Entrepreneur Talk. I am so excited to be with you today, or tonight. Tonight is going to be a good one, y'all, because we have a special guest, and we're going to talk about the importance of branding, or the importance of your brand as it specifically relates to websites, social media accounts, logos, and headshots. And then we're also, we're not just going to do that with
branding,
with tips and things that will be able to, that you'll be able to use to either do this stuff on your own free or at least very inexpensively. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So as we get into this, just in case you don't know who I am, my name is Tracy Palmer. I am a transformational life and business coach, and I am here to help you in any way that I can. My motto is your success is my commitment. So I'm committed to your success. That's why I'm doing this. I want to see you successful. I want to see us all successful as entrepreneurs. So that's why I try to bring on people or have topics of things that, you know, are important to entrepreneurs. So again, today I got my girl, Tanisha Penix, with me.
Hey.
Joining in the conversation today. She is a branding pro and content creator.
Yes.
She got it going on. But before we start to fully chop it up, I am going to do a little recap, because we had some issues like with the last episode, and I want to do just like a quick little 5-minute recap of some of the points we touched on, which leads me into this segment. Because when I was touching on those points, I was like, you know, I think we need to dig a little further into some of this stuff. So the what I did talked about in episode 1 was, I call it the basic starter kit for your entrepreneur journey. The basic starter kit for your entrepreneur journey. Number one, test the market with trusted friends or family. And when I kind of talked about that, that was like bringing people into your circle that you trust, that's going to be honest with you, especially if you were creating a product or you're cooking or something like that. Or even if you just have an ideal of ministry, bring people in your circle that you can share your ideal with, let them taste your products, let them give you some honest feedback. So then before you present it to the masses, you've got some feedback and some tips that, you know, you can use to better, you know, put your product out or whatever. So that was number one. And number two, make sure your name is available to be used, meaning you have to go and search for your business name. See, it's too many times you start your business and you just get right out there and you just start naming your business and you don't even realize that business name belongs to somebody else. So it's important that before you start putting your business cards together, your websites, your social media accounts and all that, go and make sure that that business name is available. Mm-hmm. And you can do that on imbiz.in.gov. And we will have a segment where, hopefully if everything works well, I will put the website up and I will walk you through it so that you will be able to follow how to set up, how to even get your trademark, all those things, because this can be kind of confusing. So we will do that as well. Number three, I talked about having a business email, phone, and at least one social media page. And again, that's what led me to even tonight's discussion. It's very important that you have something for people to be able to reach you. You can't just have a business or tell people, like if you're at a vendor event and you don't have a business card, you don't have any type of presence, and all you got is a piece of paper and a phone number, because I have had people to do that. And right. I'm like, I am not about to call you. I want to research you. I want to see what you're about. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And I did throw a few social media pages out there, and we'll talk about that more in detail tonight. Number four, start thinking about a logo and slogan or your mission statement. You know, after you done tested the market and decided on your name, you can't, and I meant to say, you can reserve your name. So even if you don't officially start the business, you can reserve it so nobody else can get it, in case you decide that, nah, I don't want to do this business. At least you reserved it for when you're ready. But think about a logo, kind of think about your image, and we're going to talk about that. Number five, business cards and brochure to advertise, especially when you're at vendor events. You've got to have something to put into people's hands. Everybody's not going to buy your product on the spot, but they may want to refer you later, or they may want to come back and do it or at a later time. It's a horrible thing not to have something to put in their hands. So always think about that with your business. You can always do that with like Canva, Vistaprint. You know, those, there are some places. It's no excuse, no excuse. We're going to take away excuses for not being able to do it. And number six, which was very popular among the group when we brought this topic up, was if you don't know it, learn it. If you don't know it, learn it. If you don't know it, learn it, or barter. So if you can't, if you feel like that you just can't grasp the concept of something, then that's when you make sure that whatever you have to offer, services, people like food. I'm telling you, you can pay a lot of people with food. If you know how to cook, somebody will work with you for something to eat. But the thing is, whatever area you're deficient in, there's no excuse not to either learn it or to find someone who can do it, and barter, figure out a way that y'all can work together at a reduced cost or free, depending on the situation. So those are the things that I talked about last episode that I wanted to kind of touch bases on. But tonight, first of all, what I want my girl to do, because this is my girl, I call her like my baby sis, you know, we just, you know, I love her dearly. She's trusted me over the years to mentor her spiritually and to even throw a few nuggets here and there business-wise, and then she just took off. She just left me in the dust, went on about her business. No, I'm just playing. But she's beautiful. She's wonderful. She has a beautiful spirit. I don't play around with folks. So if they're on my platform, that means they're about something. So Tanisha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, okay. Hey, everybody. So happy to be on here. So like Tracy said, I am a branding pro and content creator. Branding pro, I just mean I help new entrepreneurs mostly, but entrepreneurs, businesses, all of that. I help them get their branding together, especially visually, like logos, graphic design, web design, brand photography, all of that. And I also create content that inspires and educates and sometimes even be a little entertaining over there on my my Instagram page. I just do all things branding and all things just, you know, shining a light on gifts and talents of other people. So yeah, awesome. That's what I do.
I thought you were going to talk a little longer while I was sitting here trying to get to the comments and stuff. You see what I did? Thought I was going to buy a little time here. All right. So let me make sure I got my phone down so I don't
get and I also feedback. Put my information in that chat, like you
okay,
said.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to go to, because I do want to tag it. There we go. I want to make sure it pins. There we go. All right. So her information is in there. So as we're talking and you're like, oh yeah, I want to get with her or whatever, because at the end, I do want you, Tanisha, to kind of maybe even talk a little bit, maybe more about what you mentioned.
Right.
Okay. Conversation, people are going to be like, oh yeah.
Okay.
All right. So first thing that I want to bring up, here's my first thought, my first question. Is we're going to talk about this whole social media stuff, man. You know, let's talk it out. What's up with social media? So when it comes to a business owner, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to starting a business, why would you say it's important to have at least a social media account? And what should be the key components? I'll let you go ahead. Unless you want me to chime in first, I can let you chime in, then I'll kind of feed off for you, whichever way you want to roll with this. But think like, so, you know, what's up? What is your viewpoints on social media? How important is it really for an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it's super duper important. I mean, if you have a business and don't have social media, that like you really got to get on that. Only because one, it's a free platform, at least for now, to be able to, you know, talk about your services and for people to kind of get to know you as the brand. And of course, you know, like they have like the Facebook and Instagram ads and all those are helpful. But just having a social media in general and just consistently posting to it, bringing the people content and well, valuable content at that. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important because it, social media has led to a lot of my my clients. I get a lot of referrals. I get a lot of DMs. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have a social media because it's just another, it's an added plus to your business. And it's just another way for people to get to know your brand as a whole. I use it often and I've seen my numbers grow and it's organic. Followers, people that really want to, you know, to see what I have to offer and they really rock with me. And so you want to kind of build a tribe and social media is definitely the way to do that, to build a, an audience around, you know, like what you do, because they turn into customers at some point. So it's mm-hmm. important to have social media, definitely.
Okay. So what would, well, I guess, and then also if I want to add to that, what I said before is you got to have some kind of presence and it's free. Right. Not saying that website is not free because they're free too, but it's much easier to start with a social media account. Right. Right. You got to have something that people can get to know who you are. Okay. There's no way that I can, because I can present a product, right. but then most of the time people want to see what you're about. Right. And it's not so much the personal side. They want to see what is your business about
right.
in order to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to go on with you.
Right. And it's important to show yourself as an authority in your field. And so a social media makes it that way so that you can show people like, look, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. And also too, it is a good way to learn and know who your, well, for them to learn who you are personally, as well as business-wise, only because when people fall in love with like you and like who you are, like, oh, wow, like, I love that they stand for this. Or I love that they stand for that. Oh, wow, they have kids. Like, that's something that I can relate to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's really good to have social media for people to be able to see a little bit more inside and behind the scenes of your business, as mm-hmm. well as seeing you work as an authority in your field. Because people connect to that and then, you know, they get to buy in. So, yeah.
So what would you say are like the key components that what are the things that are like a must have in on your social media profile? Let me back up. One thing I didn't bring up is what social media sites recommend. I know this is where we sometimes have different. I'm old school, but no, we're but I think, you know, there's going to be probably one that we differ on.
Yeah.
I utilize it more, but right. I always tell my followers, definitely Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, and then LinkedIn right. on the business side, because I found that you can make a lot of business connections on that side, especially if you have a certain type of a certain field, you know, right. that is very important. Now you're probably going to do more of your heavier business or whatever through the Instagram and Facebook, but mm-hmm. there is a way to do LinkedIn as well. And I'm kind of learning that right now on right. the way to really get LinkedIn to work for me. So mm-hmm. I haven't mastered it yet. When I do, I'm gonna let you know. But what would you kind of say, just to kind of piggyback off that and to go ahead and talk about key components?
Right. Well, first off, I think it's really, really important that we hone in on what platforms will work best for my business, because at least for me, like LinkedIn really, I mean, I haven't really used it, but Facebook and Instagram and I like IG, like Instagram is my ride or die. Like I love Instagram. Like it's just, I've been able to connect with so many people and have started getting clients from them since last year. Facebook, I love Facebook for all of the recommendations. That I get recommended a lot on Facebook, but on Instagram, that's where I'm able to show a little bit more of the behind the scenes of my business. So really, I mean, you know, just choose like whatever platform works best for your business, but I would prefer IG. That's just me though. But I work with Facebook because I know that it does help and it does bring in business, but IG is where I excel.
What would you say key components that any that, well, I know I Instagram works differently than Facebook, so
yeah.
If Facebook, I would say, would be more the one that mimics more of a website
right.
type of style, right. of course, versus Instagram, which is right. picture based, you know, right. or photo based or whatever, or video based. So yeah. what would you say, especially, I guess, speak to the Facebook side, because what you feel would be the key components that any business, if they're using Facebook, they gotta have in that Facebook.
Yeah, page. I mean, definitely, for Facebook, like, yeah, it is kind of like a website because it allows you to add more information in your bio and all that stuff. But as long as you have a flow of contact, like, you gotta make sure that you have your social media pages linked and you, like, you know, other social media pages linked. You wanna make sure you have your website on there. A little bit about what the business is from jump in their little bio area or the about section. And you wanna give them a call to action. So it's like that button on the business Facebook page. You wanna make sure it says like sign up, shop, you know, go to website, contact, whatever that action is, you wanna make sure that button is active and, you know, people are able to do the action that you're giving them. Those are the biggest things, just like that call to action, what you do, and your website and social media information listed. Those are the biggest things. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So moving right along now, you segued us into websites. Now, in your opinion, at what point, because you the now, if anybody want to know why I'm so fly on website and why I look so good and all that, it's because my girl right here, she made me fly. Made me look good.
Yeah.
So when would you say, in your opinion, is the time for someone to transition when social media is not enough? Like, what would you say from what you've experienced with the multiple clients you've had, where you've seen that, oh, you know what, a website is a must. Right. What are the things, I guess, that a social media account just won't be able to do for certain people? If I'm not asking too much at once, but.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a website is awesome because you can, first off, it's custom. So you can put anything you want on there. It's a 24/7 open house. So people can be, you know, looking on your website at 3-2 in the morning, you know what I mean? 2-3 in the morning. So it's important to have that website. I'm sorry. And I sat up here and forgot what you just asked me.
Oh, I was just saying at what, I, you know, cause that was a very heavy question. I was like, hold on. I meant like, at what point should someone consider that the social media is not enough, that they should transition? Because it's a quick, because some people are like, oh, my social media is cool, and when would you say that, now at this point in your business, you really need to think about a website?
I feel like it's definitely when you're getting tons and tons of DMs, or you feel out of whack, or things are just not flowing in the way that you need them to, a website would be able to do that. Because for me, like, I personally don't like people coming for business in my DMs. So usually, like, when they do inquire, I tell them, you know, of course, I love to work with you. Here's my link to schedule a call. Because I always want to take them back to like through my website, through my scheduling. And a website is definitely a place to do that. So if you're getting a whole bunch of just customers and people, you know, it's gonna start getting so unorganized, I'm telling you. And so when you have like a seamless flow, just that flow of content, it's just so much easier. And a website's definitely a way to do that also too, because a website's gonna answer a lot of the questions that your audience may have, you know, and it's already on your website. Like, you know, like when they go there, they can already see, oh, okay. You know, before they even ask, like, you give them that opportunity to already learn from themselves.
But Tanisha, I could just put all thousands of words on my social media. Isn't that okay? No, or is that overkill?
Because you really know, like the social media, they say that only 3% of your audience sees your feed. So now you're missing out on all those people that could learn more about your business if you're just working with social media, because you're not providing them that 24/7 open house. You know what I'm saying?
You actually, so funny, I had one of my clients today, and I don't even know she's on. I haven't seen if she chimed in, but she had she did one of those posts in one of the groups, and just testing the waters to see if her business would get some pickup.
Okay.
In less than 24 hours, her business almost tripled off of one post. And she does, you know, not putting on blast. I love you, girl, if you're out here, not putting on blast. But it's something that you said that was so important. Now, because we're just working with a social media account and then a personal social media account, not even a business one. Right. So you're just kind of testing the water, like, right. Oh, and I'm like, you got to believe in your product. You got to really believe that your product is already a $1 million product. Who needs to hear that? You got to already believe your product is a $1 million product and that when you put it out there, that the demand is there. So you got to start off believing that. But so you get this flood in and all you got is a social media account.
Exactly.
And it's a personal one. And now only thing people are doing is inboxing. And you got to repeat the same thing over and over again. People are asking what price, what's this, when this, whatever.
Right.
And that's why it's like, oh my goodness. Now there is a way that some information can be put on your social media if it's a business page. But then when it's time to really, like you said, something key, scheduling or placing a order that maybe is more detailed than a single click. Because see, Facebook might give you the option where somebody can purchase something, but how detailed can it get? How, you know, is it time to have a store? You know, what all do you really need? So therefore that website, like you said, is the place where people can go to. You can, like you said, have pages about yourself. You can have pages about your business.
Right.
And they can schedule.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was key that you said, and I wanted to really kind of expound on that because I want the audience to understand that it is something that you got to think big. You got to think big. Even now, why you feel like I don't have enough resources. And we'll talk about that too, because we're going to eliminate that excuse.
Right.
You still got to think big.
Right.
I'm hoping my computer ain't acting. Okay, I'm good. All right. I was going to say something else about that. Nope. I was going to move on. Oh, no. So one thing I was going to bring up and talk about is something called SEOs. And I'm not going to go into detail because that's going to take another show. But even with a website, when we talk about a website and the importance of a website, when you find that bomb designer, that one that can get it laid out and know everything that you want to put in it, one thing you need to always find out and discuss is how well versed are they in the SEO process, and if they have referrals, or if there's some place that maybe they can send you to. You might say, "Well, what's SEO?" That means search engine optimization, and what that is, that's a place where when people go like Google and you so you know how you search, you know, for people, search for businesses or search for a certain topic. That's the same way when somebody's website pop up, that's how that is for your website. So you got to make sure that you get yourself positioned well enough where you can pop up in search engines.
Right.
There's a method to it. I'm learning it. There is a method and there's all these different things you got to learn and know, but it is important. You don't want to just have a website created and then don't deal with that or have someone to deal with that. So would you say that is important that somebody
I don't know much about it, but I know when I design websites for my clients, I do on page SEO, but I tell them that's, you know, that from the start I only do this level of SEO because it does really get kind of technical, and you know you would need to, at least for me, I would need to outsource if I wanted to, you know, add that extra like marketing piece on there. But SEO is definitely important. Definitely.
But you said something key too, that even your designer needs to at least know to do the basic on page SEO. Right.
Exactly.
That's just basic, to at least get you on the map.
Right. You know? I get all my clients on Google at least. Like, so they're listed on Google, but as far as the ranking, that's a whole nother level of
because people don't know that. I know some people personally that have had some bad experiences with people designing, and so that's why I wanted to bring that up to say, hey, that's important too. Now logos, let's talk about that. What should a logo say about your brand? Like, when, so I know that you're big on when it comes to somebody having a brand, and then this logo identifies them.
Yeah.
How does someone make it match? You know, because people struggle with that.
Right. Well, okay. So coming from a designer standpoint, we make it so that one, it's transferable on all surfaces. So you should be able to read it and see it. It should be memorable. You kind of want to make it to where it's kind of timeless, where years from now, you don't have to change it. If you notice a lot of companies now, they've had the same logos for years. And that's just because the designer made sure that it was timeless and made sure that it still rang true to that brand even years later. So it's really important. I don't really like logos that are too cliche. Mm-hmm. And there's no shade to anybody that has a logo like this, but it's just being honest. You know, kind of like those hair, like the hair logos, you know, like when you're selling bundles. Mm-hmm. And every logo I've seen that's about hair, you know, it's just showing like a girl with hair. And it's just kind of like, that's so cliche. Everybody's doing that. You kind of want to make it something unique to you and your brand. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be just because you are selling hair doesn't mean that has to be in the logo, if that makes sense. Like the actual person, it doesn't have to be so literal. So like, and then of course, like depending on like your brand personality, like how do you want your audience to feel when interacting with your brand? That really takes a lot of conceptual ability to be able to bring about the vision that you have without being too overly literal, or and then not giving enough to the logo where it's showcasing what your brand is. So yeah, I mean, you know, like there's a lot into it. However, you can always go like an easier route where you just do typography type of logos, and that just means where it's just the letters, or you choose a font. Maybe you know, you just have just the text and it's real simple, but like one of the letters is like crooked to kind of give it like a design effect, you know what I mean? But not anything too extravagant. Like I just did my best friend's event styling business, and she was telling me that she didn't want her logo to be all like frou-frou for event styling, because like usually, you know, you see like the little script and you see flowers and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. She didn't want any of that. She loved the whole look of like magazine type of vibe. So I know y'all see magazines like Vogue, you know, how they just have literal, like, you know, just the words Vogue, but it's kind of in that serif font. Mm-hmm. That's how she wanted. And it's simple, and it still fits her event styling business, only because, you know, we assessed her brand as a whole and the type of audience that she wanted to bring in and, you know, wanted to attract. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot into it.
But you said something key, that it fit not what people think it should be. So like you said, that obviously everyone must think that if I have a hair business or anything with a hair product, I gotta put something with hair in my logo so that people will know that I have a hair business or product. Like, no shame, but what she's saying is don't feel like you have to, because your key is standing out. Being you know, setting the trend, setting the statement. And even what you said about your friend's business, she wanted something that's like this, what was something she felt good about, that spoke to her and how she's going to be able to carry out that brand or that business effectively. So also I was going to say that even when you do that with scripts and stuff, is it important to not with colors now, should the colors go with the brand or the person's personality, or is it a mixture?
So it's going to go with the brand. Color psychology is real. Like colors mean things. Colors evoke different emotions. And so again, with the designer, we talk, you know, with our clients, and we learn what that personality is and what they want to, like what type of emotions they want to get from their audience. And then we find colors that kind of speak to what that is. Like blue is known to be like trusting. And then, you know, red is to give you caution, or to show you like, hey, look over here. You know, like there's different things. And so like the colors definitely have, matter of fact, speaking of that, me and my husband was just riding down the street that just the other day. And we was talking about branding, because we saw a Taco Bell. Now y'all know Taco Bell's branding. Y'all know it's like that dark purple. Mm-hmm. They had some yellows in there, you know, like it was real like just, it was vibrant. And I don't know what they was thinking, but Taco Bell sat up here and changed their branding. And it's like a lavender, purple, and gray. Like, have you ever seen a Taco Bell like that?
And I'm gonna be like, who is this?
Right. And it did not pop. It literally like made them disappear in a sense. I was like, ugh. So you know, it's that really matters. I don't know what they thought going a light purple and a gray. I don't know what that was about, but it was fine how it was. I don't even know why they changed in the first place. But color is very, very important. Color psychology, if you look it up, and I can give some websites and resources, Tracy, if you want me to put them in the chat. Okay. But I use coolers.co to find different color schemes. It's a color scheme generator and it's bomb and I love it.
Okay. That would be great. That would be definitely great. Well, that's a way for them, you know, they just get in contact with you.
Right. You know. Right.
What's the other thing I want to talk about? This is a good one right here. Headshot versus selfie. Headshot versus selfie.
Right.
So one of the things that when I've done my events, and I guess the question behind that is, does it matter? That's what I meant to say. Headshot versus selfie doesn't matter. When I would do events, one of the biggest things I always wanted my vendors and speakers and whoever to provide is a headshot. Mm-hmm. Because I always did a book that, you know, that people would be able to take back with them so that they'll know who it was that was at this event.
Right.
And what I found out was, and you've been a part of three of my, you know, because
yeah,
you was always one that people had to come to get their headshot.
Right.
What was always the issue is people like, I don't have a headshot.
Right.
You're like, well, why not?
Yeah.
Or if they're like, okay, I got a picture. And it's literally them that yep, took this. I'm not like knocking it, but
that
shows that, show something about you and what you feel about your business.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit more about headshot versus selfie and does it matter? And if you can still do a selfie, is there a way that you can do it better?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So one, yes, it does matter. Just having professional photography in general just puts you on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it kind of shows the legitimacy of your business. And it, I mean, that's, again, no shade, but that's just being real. Like you know, people are gonna, if they're gonna go to your website, they're gonna check it out. And unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where the first, 30, 90 seconds or something, we kind of like, you know, like we're either judging or we're either like not connecting with it because it's kind of like, well, I don't know, is this a legit site, you know? So like, I really feel like professional photography just takes you to a whole nother level. And I get starting off, I get all that. So I did create a DIY video on how to take your own professional photos with your phone. And it works best with a phone that has portrait mode on it. I have an iPhone, so I have portrait mode, but I think a lot of Android phones also have portrait mode now.
They finally do.
Right, okay.
Do. I got one that finally do.
Right. So if you have like a tripod or something, matter of fact, yeah. So you need a tripod and you have your phone, you put it on portrait mode. And the difference is the background will be blurred when it's mm-hmm. in portrait mode and you will be more in focus. So it gives it that depth of field and it looks more professional. So I definitely did a video on that. I can't remember if I put it on my YouTube, but I know for sure it's on my IG. And it will be on my website. I'm currently working on my personal website. But anyway, there's definitely a way to do a DIY if you can't afford at this moment professional photography. There's definitely a way to do it and it still look bomb. You want to make sure your lighting is right. It's always best to kind of find a window of the natural light. Mm-hmm. You stand in front of the window, hook that tripod up, tell them you put that portrait mode on and you're good to go. Of course, make sure, you know, like your background, even though it's going to be blurred, you still kind of want to make sure it looks nice. But yeah, and hook it up and you can, you know, you can have yourself some nice headshots and not be embarrassed or be able to, you know, or have to say, I don't have one. So yeah, there's
so definitely basically stay away. What if they don't have that kind of phone? Still selfie, no. Have somebody take it for you versus
right,
a selfie.
That's what I was going to say. Right. Yeah. If you don't have portrait mode, then yeah, just have someone take it for you. And they actually have apps now that, you know, you can literally download for free and kind of edit the photo and, you know, kind of blur your background and stuff like that. So yes, you can definitely make it work. But just like you said at the beginning of the show, to learn what you don't know or whatever you said, you know, just go in.
If you don't know it,
right,
learn it.
I'm telling you, I went when I first started my business, like my college, because I didn't go to college for what I do, but my college was YouTube University, and I learned everything
you
I know.
Hear me?
It's been going on 6 years, and I, you know, it's been awesome, and I learned so much. Like the things that I do now, I literally taught myself, and by the grace of God, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, y'all can make it work. Like it can definitely work.
And the thing is, when you are serious about your business, mm-hmm. when you are serious about success, you will do whatever it takes to make it work.
Yeah,
you will just do like you did. You said YouTube University.
Yeah,
because you was determined that what it right. is you wanted to do or what you felt that you was called to do, you like, okay, there's things I don't know. And then when right. you went down one path and learned something, you're like, okay, there's a better way. And right. there's a better way. And right. you had a passion for your purpose. You had mm-hmm. a passion to fulfill whatever it was that you felt was on your life to fulfill. So that's right. what it's about. You right. got to put in work.
Right. Right. And it's gonna be a lot of stuff that, you know, because I'm still even learning. I'm still learning new things, you know, and it's going to always be something that you got to learn. But that's just part of it. It's just mm-hmm. part of it. So,
well, because new stuff comes out, because I remember I had maybe a few years ago, like looked at certain videos concerning maybe designing a site or right. certain videos concerning just something. I don't even remember what it was. But then right. here comes 2019, 2020. There's like other videos with other types of, because new apps would come right. out, new programs would come mm-hmm. out, new ways, you know, where this way may have worked in 2016. Now somebody then came out with a new, you know, like right. YouTube to say, hey, we know we told you this in 2016, but now we discovered this in 2019. Right. So you should always evolve. You should right. always evolve, especially as the times continue to change or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we done moved right along through this. Make sure I didn't forget nothing. I felt like I did, but I didn't. I just was moving right along. What I wanted to do as a like a kind of an ending or as these we had like 15 minutes. You already touched on the do-it-yourself for the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So or headshot. What would say concerning I guess the only other one, well, okay, we can talk about logo and we can talk about website. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, let's deal with logo, let's start mm-hmm. with that one. What mm-hmm. would you give us either a do-it-yourself or maybe an inexpensive tip for someone okay. when it comes to a logo?
Do-it-yourself definitely would. I would go through Canva because they already kind of have logo templates kind of set up where you can kind of change it out and customize it, but it's easier to do a DIY there because then they also have updated modern day logos too, so they're really nice, so you really can't go, you know, you can't stray too like further from the actual design without compromising, like, you know, the way it looks. So yeah, definitely Canva for your DIY. And then if you kind of wanted to pay a designer to do it, my biggest go-to, I tell all of my people, is fiverr.com, and it's with two V's, fiverr.com. That's an awesome route to go to if you're needing to kind of start off on the lower end of the budget, but okay. still have good designers. That's okay. what I would definitely recommend, yeah.
Are there any tips on when someone does go through Fiverr that they look for when they're looking for a good designer? I don't, because I haven't used this, so I don't know right. if there are some key things to look for when right. choosing a designer.
So you definitely want to, because when you put it in, when you put in logos, it's going to bring you up all the designers that do logos, and it shows you their portfolio and their work. So you definitely want to make sure that it has listed that you're going to get all of your source files, like mm-hmm. the actual source files.
That's good to know. Okay.
And that they have revisions.
Okay.
And how many? Because you know you may like the logo, but something you might want to change. You want to make sure you can go back and ask them to make that change. But those are the two biggest things that I always look at. I don't really. And then, of course, if you just like their work, like just, you know, like take a look at their portfolio. And if it's like, you know, you like their work, then, you know, take that in account, too. So yep, definitely revisions. Make sure they give you all the source files and their work.
Is there like an average price range on the lower end that with what you just said that somebody can expect to pay?
Yes, I've seen them price logos from like $50 to like $100. And it's always usually in between just those two. Okay. And you know, you get a pretty decent logo for that amount, you know, especially, you know, starting off. And it, you know, it's okay later on down the line if you need to rebrand in a sense or kind of revamp. But at least to get you started, like, they're really good designers. And so, yeah, that 50 to 100 can take you a little, you know, take you a little bit.
That can do something for you. Okay. Now, as far as a do-it-yourself website, now I know that I know how you feel about certain things when it comes to working with me. I've been something else. Website. A lot of people, what are they first thing they do? They'll go and do that free website, like the using the actual
their extension.
The extension that comes with the site, you know, like whatever, what you know.
Right.
Now, of course, you definitely have the option to do that. But what would you say to be real with somebody on that end when it comes to that, and how inexpensive can it be to not have to settle for that extension?
Right. So what I use is Wix for design, and a lot of people use Squarespace. That's another one. But I would go with Wix. That's just because it gives you more creative control. And I know their pricing, at least for the year, it's like $204 for the year. You get a free domain that comes with it already. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to purchase the domain elsewhere and then connect it. It's already like built into that package. Or you can just pay that monthly amount. And from what I've seen for like a normal unlimited bandwidth type of website, I think it's like $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
But then they have to buy the domain separate when they do the monthly, right?
Right. Yes. When you do monthly, you gotta get the domain separately. Yep. But you can also get the domain through Wix, and it's $13-$14, something like that. But then when you add the protection, because I always add the domain protection on my client websites so that, because like people can literally look up your domain in this search engine and it's gonna have all your information attached to it. And that usually includes your phone number and address. And so I buy the protection. It's like $9. So yeah. So really, like the web, the domain and the protection, it's going to run about $25 total for your domain.
And that's just a one time fee, right?
Right. Well,
no.
Well,
which is the year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for the year, because you know how you have to renew every year.
Oh, yearly. Yeah. Okay.
So it's like $25 every year if you do it that. Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess I was saying versus the month, like then the monthly would be, like you said, like maybe that $22-$25. Yep. And of course, the higher price if you start adding in stores and all that stuff.
Right.
So basically, if you were to tell somebody, it's like, if you're going to go to website route, it makes sense that if you can find it in your budget, you do it yourself, pay for certain things like your domain, like protection, which is a yearly fee. So that's easy. If you want to, you know, you can break that out monthly in your head, but it's, you know, like a one-time a year fee, but then there's your monthly, the upkeep of your site.
Right.
So basically, it's what it could be anywhere from $25 to $30 a month to just have a website.
Right.
And that's really, we eat that up. If to be real, we go out to eat, go to restaurants. It's kind of like, so is your business better, more important than a restaurant?
Right. Yeah. And then too, it just looks more professional when you're using your own website with your own extension. I mean, and I get it. Like I said, I think at one point, way back when I started at first, I had like for at least the first 4 months, I had a Wix extension after my name, my business name. But it is important that you do get like your own custom domain, because it just looks a little tacky when it's like, you know, www. You know, let's say Tanisha Penix slash Wix website. It's just like this long dome, and it's just no, like no. Right. So yeah, I definitely recommend your own custom domain. Yep.
Now there's another one that I had discovered, but it is limited, but it does let you free. Now I don't know how long they're gonna do it. Free connect a domain where you don't have a monthly fee. You know, like Wix is this $22 a month or $25 right. or whatever.
Right.
Well, this is called Ucraft. So Ucraft is another site that actually allows you to buy a domain, you know, like through GoDaddy or Bluehost or Gator or right. whatever, any of those places. And you can then connect it to Ucraft for free. And that, you know, only thing you're paying is that yearly for the actual domain. Right. You don't have to pay a monthly. Now I've designed in it and it is very basic. They do, you know, it's a, you know, I don't know if they give more than one page for free, because I didn't need more than one page at the time when I was playing around with it.
Right.
But I use it more like a landing page for at the time, you know, for something else. So that is another one out there. I just want to throw out there to those who's listening that some, you know, if you, you know, it's something basic or right. whatnot. There's, of course, there's Weebly. I used to use that, but then that's all I'm gonna say about Weebly.
Yeah, because Square has Weebly and they got that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just to each his own. Some right. of you guys are using it because I've seen your extensions. So some of you are using it. But we're right. trying to just kind of give you some tips on right. other things that you may not have thought of.
Right.
Was that the other two areas? I think that was it. So I'm not going to hold the chat like forever. So what is it that, you know, if you wanted to do like a wrap up, a takeaway, or anything you want to say about your business, anything you want to say, Tanisha, the floor is yours, that you would want to just encourage the audience about concerning being an entrepreneur. I know you love encouraging yeah. entrepreneurs too. What right. would you like to tell them, even about yourself and maybe your start and kind of what you struggle with? You know, this yeah. kind of time if you want to share. Sharing okay. me, caring. Well,
I know the biggest thing when I saw this quote, and it said, "Allow yourself to be a beginner," and that really helped me.
Say that again, girl. Hold on, we in preach mode. Say that again, girl.
It said, "Allow yourself to be a beginner," and that really spoke to me because I'm a person that from the start I want to get it right. Like if I don't, I'm super mad at myself. And I had to learn that, like, relax, like you literally started a business from scratch. Like mm-hmm. you're going to learn things. So it's okay. If you don't have everything that you want, just work with what you have. Mm-hmm. And I had to kind of get out of that mindset of perfection mm-hmm. that it had to look a certain way for me to get, you know, come out with it, or I had to do this and that. And it's just like, girl, you ain't gonna never get it done if you keep looking for perfection. So those are like two of the barriers that I definitely just had to kind of like tackle and just like, just, I'm not gonna let that rule no more. And since then, like I just been just like my first episode of, I'm the founder of Entrepredope, and basically it's a platform for me to showcase other creators, other entrepreneurs, share the stories. And it's just supposed to inspire and educate people. And so it's called Being Entrepredope. And the first season, I wanted it to look okay, for season two, it's going to be dope. But season one is, I started off literally like sitting in front of my closet with some fabric hanging up, okay, mm-hmm. had my phone. And then I downloaded this app called Teleprompter. And I literally just set it up. I sat in front of the backdrop and I did my whole first season like that. Mm-hmm. And the old Tanisha would have never done it. I would not have ever done it because it needed to be, no, I need to have this. I need to have this type of backdrop. But God was like, girl, if you don't get it together, like you need to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And so like, I definitely encourage y'all, like no matter where you are, like I get that we were talking about websites and headshots and logos and all that stuff, but just start where you are and just, you know, like use what you have, and it's okay because you're going to grow, and mm-hmm. don't rush it. Just have fun learning, and, you know, just know that you're going to evolve and it's going to get mm-hmm. better. So yeah,
that's the key word, start.
Right. Right.
Start. Like you right. just said, start. Right. You got to start. you right. can't evolve until you start. Right. And like you said, it's like, I can't get nowhere unless I start. Mm-hmm. And that, I love that what you said. You just gotta get out there and yeah. make it happen with what you have, with what you right. have, and not
right.
And I mean, that spoke volumes to me. It's something I have to keep telling myself over yeah. and over and over. Yeah. Cause even right now, I bet this ain't working perfectly. I bet something ain't doing right. So, you know, it's always, you know, it's not perfect. Well, I don't have like this fancy studio yet. I don't have professional right. cameras yet. But guess what? Come. Some of the people, bless you, Lord. I feel well, I mean, that was a receive moment. Hold on, yes. I prophesy. It's coming. But there are people that I follow that mm-hmm. I remember when they yep. first started doing their videos. Right. They did not have perfect. Then all of a sudden, I look up. They got perfect. I'm like, what? How did you do right. that? Because something had right. evolved. That's that right. where they were able to have a studio set.
Yep.
Professional cameras right. and now you know this right. is a lady, she's a prophet, and she was talking about how she did all her videos out of her car. She was homeless and she ministered from her car homeless with her cell phone and okay. now she owns a home
yes
and has a booming business.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about,
paying stuff. What I'm saying is she started somewhere and eventually right. it took her to where she's at.
Right. Yeah.
It's all about believing in right. first of all, you believing in what God is giving you,
mm-hmm.
believing in the God you serve. Right. That He will not give you anything that He will not perfect.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
I didn't say you perfect. Exactly. I said that He yeah. won't give you anything that He will not perfect. Period. He gives it to you. He perfects the things that concern you.
Yes.
So that means that if it's a concern, it ain't your business.
Right.
He's gonna perfect it. Right.
Yep.
He's got it. All he wants us to do is begin the work. He wants us to start. Like the message I preached a few weeks ago. He wants us to be producers. He's the provider. You be mm-hmm. the producer. Take right. what he gives you and do your best with it.
Right.
Write the book, put the video, whatever it is, do it. So I want to thank you so much for
joining.
You can say your information, even though it's there, just let the people know one right. more time how to reach you and, you know, what to expect when they reach you.
Yes. So, TanishaPenix.com, where you can learn more. You can also schedule a discovery call. And we can talk about your brand needs and I can let you know how I can help. You can also head over to my IG, my Instagram page is at MRSPINEX at Miss Penix. And over there, you can find a whole bunch of fun, educational, inspiring content. And I give a lot of business tips and branding tips as well. So yeah, that's me.
All right. Well, thank you again for being with me today on Entrepreneur Talk. Make sure you stay on the line once we log off. But yeah, so thank you all that have joined, that have commented. If there's anything we may have missed, I will definitely go back and address it. Either if it's something, a question that you have for me or for Tanisha, we will definitely get back with you with any answers or whatever. But be ready to tune in again for Entrepreneur right. Talk. It's every second and fourth Monday. We'll be back in November to just chat it up again. In November, what I'm trying to do is every second, the first Monday, we're going to do panels. So that means that if you're someone and you want to just kind of join in the room, in the chat with us, let me know and we'll get you in here and then we'll just chop it up together and make it like a panel discussion. And then on the fourth Mondays, I'm always try to bring a guest on that I let them share their expertise or their story, their journey, whatever it is, because this is all about us talking as entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. getting things that we need, getting tools, getting tips, whatever it is. So thank you all again for joining. Thank you again, Tanisha, for being with us. And until next time, I will see you later. Have a blessed and wonderful evening. Bye now.